This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Taking Stock powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shatraj Anand and today I'm going to take you through all the factors as well as stocks which move the markets on Thursday, that is 25th of June. Well, Indian markets remain volatile on Thursday, tracking muted trends seen in other Asian markets and as traders rolled over their positions from June series to July series. Now, Sensex failed to close above 35,000 while Nifty 50 also closed a shade below 10,300 levels. Now, tracking about global cues, well, world stocks slipped to their lowest level in over a week as a surge in US coronavirus cases and an IMF warning of nearly 5% plunge in the global economy this year dented sentiment. Now, if you look at the final tally on D Street, then Sensex fell by, 26 points to close at 34,842, while the Nifty 50 was down by just 16 points to close at 10,288. Now, sectorally, the action was seen in FMCG, healthcare, BankEx and finance stocks, while profit-taking was visible in IT, realty, oil and gas and metal stocks. Now, the Nifty 50 and the Sensex rallied over 8% each in the June series. In fact, the Nifty Bank posted its biggest gain in June series since March 2019 series. Data also suggests that 45 Nifty stocks recorded gains in June series, led by Bajaj Finance and Bajaj Finserv, which were the top gainers. Now, on the broader markets front, the mid-cap index rose 0.62%, while the small-cap index was up by 0.76%, outperforming the benchmark indices. Top Nifty gainers include names like Bajaj Finance, Hero Motor Corp, Kotak Mahindra Bank, as well as ITC. And in terms of losers, IOC, BPCL, Hindalco, and Asian Paints were the top Nifty losers. Now, in terms of stocks and sectors, well, sectorally, the FMCG index rose 2.2%, followed by the healthcare index that was up by 1%, and the BankEx was up by 0.6%. Now, profit taking was visible in IT that fell 1.5%, followed by the realty index that was down by 0.94%, and the oil and gas index was down by 0.95%. Now, volume spike of more than 100% was seen in stocks like Adani Enterprises, Idea Cellular, Just Dial, and Century Textiles. Long buildup was seen in stocks like Lupin, Dabur India, and Godrej Consumer Products. Short buildup was seen in stocks like Ultratech Cements, SEL Technologies and NTPC. Well, at a time when both Sensex and Nifty ended with minor cuts, more than 100 stocks on the BSE hit a fresh 52-week high. That includes names like Ruchi Soya, IOL Chemicals, Biocon, Gujarat Gas and Rallis India. Now, let's also look at stocks which were in focus based on the news flow. Well, IIFL Finance shares were up 10% after the promoter of the company increased their stake. Canara Bank stock was down by almost 4% after the company posted a loss of 3,259 crores for the March quarter. Indian Overseas Bank surged almost 10% after the company posted net profit for the March quarter. Bank of India share price fell by 7% after the public sector lender reported a massive loss for the March quarter. And Bharti Infratel stock price shed over 1% following the board's decision to extend the deadline for merger with Indus Tower by over 2 months till August 31st, according to a regulatory filing. Now, let's also see how Nifty plays in terms of technicals. Well, Nifty formed a small bullish candle on the daily charts. And in the next trading session, if the bulls manage to defend Thursday's low of 10,194, then a sideways move with initial target of 10,361 can be expected. That's what most technical experts suggest. Now, close above 10,361, that is 10,361, could take the index towards 10,406 and 10,463. Trend reversal in favor of bulls shall not be expected unless Nifty closes above 10,553 levels. That's what Mazhar Mohammed of ChartViewIndia.in says. Now, contrary to this, a breach of 10,194 shall confirm the presence of weakness in the prevailing trend. He advises traders to refrain from creating fresh long positions, whereas intraday traders can consider fresh shorts below 10,190 levels for a modest target of 10,090 with intraday high as the stop. Well, thanks all for tuning into this edition of Taking Stock, but do say log on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. MoneyControl.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.